Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has expressed his gratitude but has not elaborated on when or how he will address the rare message from Kim Jong-un. The government says the North Korean leader's father, the late Kim Jong-il, did not send a sympathy message to the then-Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan following the 2011 earthquake and tsunami in North Japan. The two countries have no official formal diplomatic relations, but Kishida told Parliament he intends to begin bridging the gap with a response to the sympathy message. He says he also intends to resolve the long-standing issue of North Korea's abductions of Japanese nationals in the 1970s and 1980s. The Prime Minister says he's eager to hold a summit with Kim Jong-un. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.